Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump is condemning Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol, calling it a heinous attack. The president posted a video on social media yesterday saying he was outraged by what he calls the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem carried out when his supporters stormed the building. Dozens of arrests were made. The president's comments came more than 24 hours after the assault at the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden describes those who took part as domestic terrorists. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died from injuries sustained in Wednesday's violence at the Capitol building. Brian Sicknick was a 12-year veteran of the force. That raises to 5 the number of people who've died in connection with the assault. NPR's Eric Westervelt says a woman who was shot to death by law enforcement at the Capitol is identified as U.S. Air Force and Iraq War veteran Ashley Babbitt of Southern California.
Video of the shooting shows Babbitt wrapped in a Trump flag climbing through a window and a barricaded interior door in the Capitol before an officer fires one shot. Her many social media posts show Babbitt embraced many of Trump's conspiracy theories and serial falsehoods about election fraud and support for QAnon. That's the far-right conspiracy theory that believes Trump is fighting a shadowy cabal of deep state pedophiles. Babbitt served in the Air Force for 12 years. Her former husband and fellow Air Force vet, Timothy McKinty, tells NPR Ashley, quote, had a personality you either loved or hated. She wasn't apologetic about it. She was proud of it, just like she was proud of her country, end quote. The officer involved is on leave pending an investigation. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Among those in the Trump administration who've announced their resignations in the aftermath of the violence are Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. The chief of the Capitol Police has also resigned, as has the Sergeant of Arms of the Senate. There are calls for a newly elected Republican state lawmaker in West Virginia to resign after he posted online video of himself taking part in Wednesday's insurrection. Dave Mistich with West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
Members of both political parties and from both chambers of the legislature continue to call on Delegate Derek Evans to resign or be removed from the West Virginia House of Delegates. Evans filmed himself taking part in a mob of pro-Trump extremists storming the Capitol building on Wednesday. According to the video, Evans made his way inside, alongside hundreds of others. A spokesperson for West Virginia House Speaker Roger Hanshaw says provisions in the state constitution allow for punishment of a member, including expulsion, through a vote of the full House. The state legislature is set to convene next week, which is the soonest any action against Evans might take place. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich.
This is NPR News from Washington. Texas is among the states where a patient has been diagnosed with a highly contagious variant of the coronavirus, first discovered in Britain. Sarah Willa Ernst with Houston Public Media reports.
The first confirmed case in Texas is a man in the Houston area. He's currently in isolation, as well as his recent contacts. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says the variant is 70% more contagious, although there's no evidence that it's more deadly.
This variant has the potential to throw jet fuel on an already dangerous situation.
The identified man reported no recent travel, which has led local officials to assume the variant is already likely in the population, and the case is a result of community spread. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
Some wealthy Canadians have been chartering private jets to the U.S. to gain access to coronavirus vaccines. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The snowbirds are heading mainly to Florida, where anyone over 65 is able to get a vaccine shot for the coronavirus right away. Many elderly Canadians are facing lockdowns, and some estimate it could be April before they can get vaccinated north of the border. But Florida has amended its vaccination plan to include non-citizens over 65. They can receive a dose at no cost, requiring only that they bring identification. Arizona also says snowbirds will be eligible. A charter service, Momentum Jets, has recently started selling seats due to a high demand from elderly Canadians wanting to head south. One travel agent says in the past couple of weeks, inquiries have been up by 10%. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.